back to the Nutri-Medical Report, and regular on hour one Thursdays is Leah Lyon-Zagami. Leah, we have some pretty important topics to cover today. Let's start from the top. The ones that you mentioned we should talk about are the various issues. To start off with the issues of the deadline Mr. Erdogan gave toward the U.S. regarding Mr. Gulen, who he claims is the starter of the so-called, if you want to call it, revolution in Turkey, probably in collaboration with the CIA. And then the issue of Seth Conrad Rich and WikiLeaks, which is pretty strong evidence that this is a hit because his wallet and his watch and other materials were not taken. He was shot in the back, which is a typical hit. This is not a robbery. And the time sequence of the death seems very, very suspicious. And then, of course, we have the latest release of new emails regarding Hillary Clinton and their foundation, which the FBI says they are investigating separately from the previous email issues. This is just getting ridiculous. And then we have the medical issues regarding Hillary Clinton and her signs of dementia, balance problems, double vision. We're on the problems also on the verge of a possible war. The new alliance between Turkey and Russia, lots of issues to cover. Let's get started from the top.
Let's start with the meeting that might change the geopolitical aspects of the New World Order in a way that was unseen probably by some. And that meeting was the one that took place in St. Petersburg between Erdogan and Vladimir Putin. The meeting in St. Petersburg, because St. Petersburg, as you know, was actually the real and capital of the empire of the Tsar, in a way. For a long time, St. Petersburg had a central role, and still now, being the city of Vladimir Putin, the fact that he met there with his friend Erdogan, new made friend, they of course fallen out over that accident last November of the pilots that were brought down because they allegedly got into Turkish territory, out of Turkish territory into Syrian territory in an area which was patrolled by the Russian troops. In this case, the geopolitical aspects of this whole thing is that the West and the Democrats, Hillary Clinton, but especially Obama, Barack Obama, they have lost the lead. And John Kerry has failed miserably that night when he was in Moscow, tried to convince Vladimir Putin of accepting this coup that was ongoing in those hours in Turkey. This coup, of course, as we all know, failed. Now there is a deadline. There is a deadline that today very strongly Erdogan wants the U.S. to reply to, but he said it in a very serious way. I mean, this is the first time, I think, in a very, very long time, probably since the Cold War, we haven't seen this kind of deadline for the U.S. president to reply to such a deadline. You understand it's unprecedented because in 1999, Fethullah Gulen searched and was, of course, accepted his exile, his self-imposed exile was accepted and protected by the CIA, by people like Clinton. And now the U.S. has also another big problem, that a lot of money is pouring in from the Gulen movement into the Clinton Foundation, from all people, all these rich people in the Gulen movement, towards the possibility of Hillary to become president. So, I mean, there is even traces that have been unleashed thanks to WikiLeaks and other whistleblowers that are making very difficult for the Democrats to hide their real role with not only Saudi Arabia, but now also with the Gulen movement in Turkey. They were expecting to eliminate Erdogan. Erdogan was protected by Russia, like we said in the last episode, as you remember. And now there is this big problem for the West, because this deadline means that either they accept that Gulen will have to be extradited immediately and brought to Turkey. Otherwise, basically, because of this very bad foreign policy exercised by Obama and before him also by people like Clinton, who welcomed in the U.S., made it easy for Gulen to establish his schools, and not only to establish his schools, to actually have them state-financed by many states in the U.S. that actually, even without knowing, they are actually backing up this Muslim organization that, in a way, is participating to the Caliphate uprising. Because this is not, of course, ISIS. This, in reality, shows to the West, wants to show to the West the more moderate side of Islam. But now, of course, we also know that if they ever got their way in Turkey, probably Turkey would have been in a state of chaos like Syria, like Libya before them, like Iraq before them. I mean, the Middle East, but even Turkey, who is not strictly the Middle East, but it is, of course, one of the most, if not the most influential Turkish country in the world, have a big problem with the concept of democracy that we have. So why do we think we have to impose it? It's completely ridiculous.
Isn't it?
And yeah. This is a, so what? Where is all going now? It's going towards a disaster, but at the same time, you see this Hillary Clinton and her campaign to take over the Democrat situation of Obama and carrying it on for the next years, because she wants to maintain Gulen in the U.S., maybe attempt another coup at that point, and then bring back over Gulen to Turkey once they have taken over the show. But this is not working out. So now they are risking a lot, because now there is a NATO base in Turkey, and this NATO base might be dismantled. There is a nuclear arsenal there of 50 missiles. Now Vladimir Putin, Erdogan together with him, have a new alliance, and this is basically what the new world order is, where the new world order might be changing, because new world order is a concept of order in the world, and usually the U.S. seems to have always had the supreme role of manipulator in this scenario. But because of probably the incompetence of people like Obama and Hillary Clinton, these people are part of the Democrat agenda. The Democrat agenda since the early 70s has been infiltrated by countries like Saudi Arabia, as we know, countries that gradually have taken over the whole show and that now basically own this Democrat Party. The Democrat Party is owned by Muslims. This is the sad reality, Dr. Diggle.
Yeah, isn't it? And we can see that with the contributions to the Clinton Foundation. We can see through the policies. And it's amazing that Hillary says she stands up for women when, in fact, Muslim women are on the bottom of the totem pole.
Well, it's amazing how much, how many contradictions there are really in the way the Democrat Party works and also portrays itself. It doesn't really need a scientist to understand that most of their policies are in contradiction with their own ideals. So they are promoting Islam, and at the same time, promoting Islam means then at that point persecuting the rights of gays, of the LGBT community, but they don't care about that. Everything, they are all inclusive of everything, without understanding that you really need to be separating the various agendas, and you can't really make a great mix. And this, because this mix that we have here, we are talking about also since the last few episodes, is a mix of communism and Islamism, of left wingers together with the Islamists. Now, we also know another thing, that Hollywood is unfortunately completely in the hands of the left-wingers. There is no Republican agenda in Hollywood.
Right. In fact, if you declare yourself as conservative, you're going to be blacklisted as an actor.
Yes, it happened also, as you know, recently, I think, with one of the popular actors in Hollywood. I don't remember now his name, but this was something that came in, I think, last week, this information.
Yeah,
but
I heard that too.
The thing is that really we know what happened at the time of J. Edgar Hoover. Of course, maybe they acted in a way with the whole agenda of persecuting the communists in Hollywood that in the end made the communists actually popular at the end of the day. I mean, there was, as you know, the famous blacklist of Hollywood directors, actors, and so on. People like Walt Disney, who used to work for the CIA, blacklisted a lot of personalities in Hollywood for being communist. Okay, and now, of course, those people are the heroes of now. Doesn't this seem a little bit strange for the modern American that the what was actually completely unacceptable at the time in the 50s in Hollywood, that meaning a communist infiltration, is now not only accepted but is encouraged?
Yes, yeah, amazing. And of course, it's just another tool in the toolbox, just like extreme Islam, to get globalist control of the population of Earth.
Yes, because as we know, before, you know, the young people in the 60s, 70s, they were after the ideal of the first of the Red Book of Mao, then the Che Guevara, the Fidel Castro,
there's a lot of
rubbish. And yeah. Now instead they're all after the jihad, after the Muslim fundamental. Doesn't this seem a little bit strange? But this is where it's going. They are picking up and recruiting from the same sides of society where this where the communist ideology was getting the people before. If you actually make a parallel, you find that they are recruiting exactly in the same branches of society.
What's amazing is that many young people and many people in middle age and so on support Hillary Clinton despite all of these terrible things in the Democratic Party, and they know that by supporting her, they themselves are doing evil. Yet, it doesn't matter to them. It's kind of amazing, isn't it?
It's amazing that we still depend from old crooks like Kissinger, who might have sold America out to the Chinese a long time ago, and probably America hasn't yet realized that, you know?
Right.
But, I mean, unfortunately, now a lot of the this power struggle in the U.S. relies also on the big voters, on the big characters like Kissinger. Will Kissinger support or not Hillary Clinton? This is, for example, the agenda at the moment that worries the conservatives in the U.S. Because unprecedented in U.S. history and is the fact that there is Republicans who are openly supporting Hillary Clinton.
That's amazing, isn't it? 50 Republicans, and most of these are people that, as Trump says, he would never hire in his administration. It shows you the tectonic fault lines, where the so-called establishment Republicans are really indistinguishable from the Democrats.
It's a scandal that the families that made the conservative, fought, they were actually at the base of conservative ideals, like the Bushes, now are actually endorsing, most of them, Hillary Clinton. And at the same time, we are seeing in strange circumstances this guy who was probably working for WikiLeaks, this Seth Conrad Rich, which is also very interesting because the name Seth reminds us very much of the Seth of the mythology, the Egyptian mythology, in which, as you know, at one point there is a clash between Horus and Seth, and there is this because of the fact that Seth killed Osiris, no? So, I mean, it's a bit interesting to have also this name coming up. It's not a usual name, I don't think, but it is a name that you can find, of course. But definitely this character, who was 27 years old, who was apparently very popular and was a leading figure for the Democrats in their convention, was shot in this way in the streets of Washington. And that, of course, there is now this whole spy story behind it that might lead all the way to WikiLeaks. And at the same time, we have Bernie Sanders, who apparently is buying a big villa, say $600,000 house.
Where did he get the money? I mean, he's obviously getting a payout.
He's obviously keeping some of the money of his donations, of his fake campaign, of his ridiculously fake campaign.
Right.
And so it's very interesting to see that, though, I mean, Trump has some great opportunities here to really make his point. And I think that now we really need to see Trump acting on these points. Hillary, apart from her health, that, as we know, many people have doubted the possibility of, you know, Hillary being healthy for the presidency. It's also the fact that now we have this episode here, which Trump hasn't yet mentioned, okay? Because Trump hasn't mentioned this. And there was also another guy called Guccifer who was passing on this information to WikiLeaks, who was apparently a Romanian hacker. And he has actually been, he actually has been also killed.
Right. Oh, Guccifer died too, did he?
Yeah.
Wow. And that was that after, that's after he was extradited to the U.S., isn't it?
That, I don't know. I followed just from the Romanian perspective.
He was extradited and gave evidence here, and then you're saying he was killed after. Oh, my gosh.
Wow. He has been eliminated. Apparently, this was information that came in. Apparently, I think it's honest to say that there is a lot of interest around what Hillary has or has not written in these emails. Otherwise, there would not be all this controversy.
Right.
Because, I mean, she still claims herself to have just used her her own email for innocent kind of things. But it wasn't innocent after all.
No,
we have also a guy in Iran who died, a scientist, just
right.
last week was executed, who was also mentioned in her emails. She is really not only, I mean, this is really dangerous. Everything that she has done has jeopardized U.S. security. And this should be dealt with. Instead, they are all trying to attack Trump. You know, the media really have, even the other day, I was by chance watching Fox, and at one point Trump was having his talk, his speech, and I mean, even Fox News, that we know, strange enough, now is involved also in a big scandal, because
yeah, with Roger Ailes,
Has also passes, instead of you know, showing the whole the convention, I mean, the speech of Trump, they pass on to Hillary talking from another location, and they give, I mean, there is already CNN for watching Hillary. We don't need another CNN.
Right.
So, I mean, even Fox at times seems to, because we have to understand here the great interest at stake. I mean, Fox News is of Murdoch, of Rupert Murdoch, okay? Rupert Murdoch in Europe supports Hillary Clinton completely. I mean, Sky News in England supports Hillary Clinton. Sky News in Italy supports Hillary Clinton. So basically, on one side of the Atlantic, Murdoch and his family supports Hillary Clinton. On the other side for convenience, because of the fact they're involved in Fox News, they act as conservatives. But beware that Fox News is owned by people who are in bed with Hillary Clinton.
I see lots of attacks on Trump, some of them sideways, but there are definitely lots of attacks on Trump. Leland is a good example, who comes on and makes statements such as that Trump lies just as much as Hillary. How ridiculous. Or they get shrill broadcasters saying that he's threatening our assassination of Hillary Clinton. How ridiculous. Right back.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from Caesar.us.
Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others, and you're welcome to call in.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
And one of the comments that I made, I think, crystallizes, we have not Abel, that's Hillary, and Cain. And whether she gets the presidency and tries to steal it with Diebold, the media are doing everything, and these backstabbing Republicans, to me, it's a very, very dangerous election because the polarization of this nation will rip it apart if Hillary Clinton gets elected.
What do you think, she gets elected. If she gets elected, we're going towards the worst case scenario. Now
we'll have civil war in this country. We'll have Texas leave, and we'll have economic collapse. And the EBT cards are not recharged because we'll go bankrupt. You'll be seeing 50 million Americans that rely on food stamps going crazy.
I think that at this point, Trump has some very good possibilities to win this election. But, I mean, he has to really play it immediately and play it very strong, putting especially on these points regarding, for example, what's happened with this guy at the DNC who was connected to the leaks of the mails that, in a way, favored Trump's escalation for a time in the polls. Now the polls might be completely fake for what we know. I mean,
I think they are. I don't think the polls are at all correct. In fact, you get the impression from the media it's all over. Trump should just go and forget it. It's over. It's like, are you kidding? Are you kidding? With all of the controversy and all the corruption and all the new email scandals and other things coming out with Hillary, including her health records, for them to make that statement is like the Mad Hatter's Tea Party. It's insane.
I think that now that we know Hillary's agenda, it's very clearly driven by both a very close tie to the Islamists and at the same time also to the Jesuits, because let's remember that her appointed vice president, it's a Jesuit student agent who has worked for the Jesuits all his life. And that means that if, for example, Hillary goes into the White House, as her health condition, as we know, is very frail, and probably she will not be able to work for all the 4 years that she's supposed to. That means really giving the presidency to a Catholic Jesuit stooge, which is not very good.
No, in fact, this is the scheme we're concerned about, the people that are surrounding Trump. He doesn't surround himself with people that are bad, like Newt Gingrich and Chris Christie. They're globalists.
No, I think that Trump within the Republican Party has managed also to find the support of people that are genuinely concerned for America and believe in his motto for making America great again, which is a great opportunity. But the problem now is that because of these people like the Bushes being against him, he has a growing faction of the Republican Party who, of course, are trying to sabotage him in any way possible, because they know that voting and getting to support Trump means at this point getting him at the White House, and at that point a lot of interest that Donald Trump wants to block. A lot of lobbyists in Washington are very worried about the results of this election, because Trump will change the whole asset of power in Washington.
Yeah, exactly. The situation, I think, with the attempted assassination, you heard about this assassination attempt just this last week, where apparently a person who they identified as previously slain FBI officer, age 60, with a Glock with no serial numbers, were not filed up with no serial numbers, and then they tried to spin a story about a security guard from the building across the street from Trump Towers coming over, a 54-year-old ex-police officer acting as a security guard, and this is total fabricated lies. The fact is, we know who the individual was, and he was actually supposedly dead on a list of previously slain FBI officers, who was obviously a special agent for assassinations. And this guy was, like, off the records because he's, quote, labeled as dead. Unbelievable, hey?
Yeah.
Back in the moat with Leo Zagami. Remarkable analysis of events happening near world. Hard to believe, but it's true, unfortunately.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners? Or maybe some joint aid? Or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
And we're back with Leo Zagami. Leo, everything is topsy-turvy, but we do see some opportunities and things changing. We're close to a war footing with Russia not only deploying troops on the Polish-Russian border, but also the attempts to try to do something with, with the Crimea. Hopefully we're starting to turn back. And with Trump's comments and all of these issues coming up, seven more movies going to be coming out against Hillary Clinton. I'll have Roger Stone back on the program. It's amazing that the media has the nerve. In fact, the report on Drudge Report is that because of all the CNN attacks, the people that are criticizing Hillary, they slipped to number three with a Trump bashing overload. It's beyond ridiculous. And for idiots out there who think that they can kind of jump on board and kind of parrot the same foolishness that the media are doing, you show that you have no intellect whatsoever and you have no ethics, because you're going to put yourself in danger by supporting this agenda of these media and the globalists and Hillary Clinton and the cabal behind
it. Yeah, no, I mean, supporting Hillary at this moment of time means getting into a nuclear war. I mean, I don't want anybody to get into a nuclear war. I mean, it's against anybody's interest that exactly. we go in a nuclear war with Russia. Now, in the last few hours, a lot is happening between Ukraine and Russia, because there was an attempt of special forces from Ukraine to enter Crimea. They were eliminated quickly by the FSB, but at the same time, in the last few days, Russia has concentrated a much larger number of militaries in Crimea, on the actual borders with Ukraine. So Moscow has accused Ukraine of having attempted these military incursions, but this means that in the next few hours, NATO will also have to react on behalf of Ukraine. And so this is just giving into an escalation that might also anticipate even the election of the next U.S. president. So the next U.S. president will find itself in a very complex situation. And you don't want to get it worse. I mean, if you have Hillary, you have a mad woman who wants to just declare war to Vladimir Putin because she's a mad lesbian and she hates the macho Putin attitude. This is right. the truth.
Well, you know, well, the thing that triggered it, and you mentioned it last time, Leo, and I want to repeat this, and have you repeat it, is that when they went to Russia, the NGO groups were being shut down, and sure, one of her primary agendas is the LGBT agenda, and she was offended by Putin's comments that they weren't going to push forward the agenda. That was one of the primary things as to why she goes on a crazy rant about Putin, because her LGBT lesbian gay agenda is so strong and important for her, she'd rather go to nuclear war.
Well, I mean, I would like all the listeners to understand that in times like this, we really need strong men and strong people in power. We can't simply have a bunch of nerds or of San Francisco, Silicon Valley freaks from the Democrat Party running the show. These are times that require statesmen, require military supervision, because during the escalation that could happen with Russia, everything is unprecedented. Remember what kind of presidents we had in the past in the U.S. Great presidents that could really stand their guts in front of a guy like Vladimir Putin. Now we don't have this kind of presidents. So now we have a half-wimp, bisexual president like Barack Obama, and then soon coming, if she manages, is Hillary Clinton, who is in bed, literally in bed with the Saudis, and Huma, which is this woman that apparently drives all the foreign policy. This means war, and everything that is to do with war is always negative. So we prefer peace. I'm sure, Dr. Diego, that you convene that people like us, who are a bit maybe older than the majority of the listeners, older also maybe in experience, who have seen what the Cold War used to be, I don't think we want to go back to that kind of conflict.
I don't think it'll last long. The Cold War had many close calls to full thermonuclear exchange. Hillary's approach and pattern of putting anti-missile systems right on the Russian-Polish border and stationing entire divisions of troops along with Canadians and others in NATO, this is a total provocation that's going to result in a trigger event. And I can tell you what the Russians don't have the ability to project large amounts of troops. They'll use their advanced weaponry, which can neutralize anything we have, and they will. The first thing that's most likely that they will use is an EMP weapon against us. I call it the weapon of indignation. There's so much indignation of Russia and the behavior of America, they'll just shut us down, and we'll eat ourselves from the inside out, just like a dying corpse.
I hope not. I hope that now
if they continue the policies, that's what will happen. Yeah, they don't have to hit military bases.
I think that, Dr. Digo, I think in the next few months, from here to November, we'll unfortunately see new terrorist attacks.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
ISIS. We'll probably, at this point, we have seen that these terrorist attacks will always coincide with the growing popularity of Donald Trump, because he is a man of law and order. I, of course, hope that I'm not right in regards to the tremendous attacks that we are expecting, especially in Europe, because that's where ISIS has now called upon the majority of his soldiers to actually act in the last few days. There has been a call by the ISIS state in this regards. What can we do? The great possibility that we have here, if we have Donald Trump, would be to have a great Christian, not only Christian, but mainly Christian agenda in protection of the Western interest, with Russia attacking ISIS and actually going into war with Russia for the first time. Will be the destruction of ISIS in a very short period of time.
Oh yeah, right.
Let's not fool us. All these problems come from the fact that every time Russia is trying to destroy bases of ISIS in Syria or in Iraq, they always get counteracted after by U.S. support jihadis. We can't continue to support jihadis just because they say they are on our side. Simply, we cannot do that, because every weapon that ISIS has is because of the U.S., is because of Israel, is because of Saudi Arabia, is because of these countries that have permitted those weapons to get into the hands of ISIS. It's obvious that those kind of the cars that ISIS use, the tents from the U.S. Army that they use, the weapons are clearly coming from the West. When Donald Trump said, yes, these important words, Barack Obama is the founder of ISIS.
Right, and Hillary the co-founder.
And this is not just a statement that can be laughed upon. Unfortunately now, you have seen, and you have noticed yourself, the majority of media tries to laugh upon this statement, or to ridicule Donald Trump. This is really insane, because I think this is he is somebody who is finally saying the truth, because Barack Obama is really the founder of ISIS. Since he has arrived in power, ISIS has been created. ISIS didn't exist before 2009. Al-Baghdadi was in a prison cell. Okay?
Right.
They permitted this guy, they trained this guy, manufactured this guy inside the prison in Iraq, together with all those thugs that are ruling ISIS. They have been coached, prepared by people like Hillary Clinton. So what are we going to do about it? We're going to continue support this agenda? I think that it's completely insane that the majority of Americans don't literally not only vote Trump, but that they insurrect nationally against this, that is a criminal. This is criminal. What she has done in Benghazi is criminal, but what she has done in support of ISIS, connected to certain companies supporting ISIS. Why are the majority of the American media in the hand of the left wing? This means we need to readdress, I think, the ideology of America, and also at that point, I'm sorry to say this might be the only solution, but we need to think really a kind of J. Edgar Hoover method of cleaning up the society.
Yeah,
because,
exactly.
There is no accepting communism and Islamism in Hollywood, in the media, deeply entrenched in the U.S. society, because this is destroying the society. This is a virus, and this virus needs to be expelled. So
it's like a tumor, a geopolitical tumor.
So you remember what happened at the time with the Hollywood blacklist?
Right.
It was very clear what happened. It was issued, and then at that point there was a systematic way of persecuting these people to make the majority of Americans understand that these people were traitors to their nations. I mean, I'm sorry to say that that in this blacklist that, as we know, lasted until 1960, there were maybe people that had an artistic validity. But it doesn't mean that they were patriots, because the moment they supported the communist agenda, they were, in turn, traitors of the U.S. one. And we just had came out of a big war. And so I think that these days, the future solution for American society, once we have Donald Trump in power, is to produce a new Hollywood blacklist. And together with that, also a new media blacklist. Because it's not possible that 90% of the media is in the hands of the Democrats. This is not democracy. Yeah, there should be a limitation to that.
Right. And we also have to clean out the universities. Universities are hotbeds for training these young people to become geopolitical morons. It's extremely dangerous. And you ask the average student in university if they're going into studying political science.
Of course they are geopolitical morons. They are they go in campuses like a Google campus where they learn how to have success in a way that is completely nerdy and distant from reality. These right. people couldn't even bring the spoon to their mouth if they were in a real world scenario, in a war scenario. So, yes. I mean, I think that really America needs to understand what they want to defend and how willing they are to defend it.
Right.
Because, I mean, how many real Americans you think want to really defend America? Because at this point, you have to understand how many Americans there are who really want to defend the American way of life. If well, they don't believe that the American way of life is valid anymore, well, this brings to a great concern, because the democratic way of viewing life now is not the American way of life. It's exactly. a mondialist.
Now, one of the things that we show lots of evidence now, in fact, it was just a weight of evidence, Hillary wouldn't even be able to continue running. She'd be medically disqualified, and she'd be on her way to prison or in prison already. The fact is, intellectual and emotional issues aren't going to deal with it because it's spiritual. We're dealing with a level of evil that the most average person can't conceive. And we talked about this, and it's shocking to a lot of people, but the worst evil on Earth is exoplanetary. It's basically an evil that's come here. And people should know that. It's extra-dimensional, or trans-dimensional. We're dealing with
a
level of evil.
Sure. This is because the extra-dimensional one, in a way, then it's the one that is really manipulating behind the closed doors this whole democratic agenda. Because when we see the level of witchcraft, the level of black magic that goes into the Clinton, into the Kane, into the Jesuit agenda, we know there is an extra-dimensional hand driving their agenda. And these people really want to arrive to a society in which everybody is microchipped, controlled, listed, and basically the communist conspiracy serves more than any other the alien conspiracy.
Exactly, that, yeah.
This is very interesting because apparently during the time of the communists in the Soviet Union, as you know, there was a lot of connections with the alien agenda. And some of them were kept even secret even after the fall of the Soviet Union, because they are. I mean, once I saw a video when I was in Russia, and it was shown to me in the middle of the night. This video featured also the last hours of the Soviet Union, and this alien agenda was inserted in it.
And yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? It's interesting, The alien agenda was there in Nazi Germany, too.
The alien agenda was there in Nazi Germany, but most of the times the alien agenda then simply gets absorbed by the winner. So then you don't hear about it in the next. It's not like, you know, the next one who comes to power reveals the whole show. No, it seems emerge because they are the ones who are really ruling the show. So it depends really from the alien agenda if we were going to go on one side or the other of the spectrum here.
Right.
And I think also on the alien races, or let's say on the different alien factions, demonic or angelic, that fight this Armageddon scenario war.
Yeah, we're actually dealing with a battle in the heavens, as it says in the Bible. That heavens is an extra-dimensional, but it's also a galactic battle, and that's happening right now. And here on Earth, it's going to come down to Earth when they quote the treaty signed, and I want to repeat this. The treaty is coming. Erdogan's actually made a statement that he is going to build the new temple for the Jews. I can't believe this. It came actually out of Turkey. I've also heard that he wants to be the sultan, that is the peacemaker, that brings forth the Mahdi, which is peace between Sunni and Shiite Islam. So Erdogan has these kind of feelings that he wants to become, in a sense, the primary Muslim kingdom, especially now that he's meeting with Putin, to bring about a peace treaty in the Middle East that will bring peace between these various factions. You can see that in his actions right now, can't you?
Well, you see, the thing is this, that unfortunately, Gulen is very powerful, because many people don't know that, but Fethullah Gulen is a descendant of Prophet Muhammad. So Gulen
basically could qualify, because according to at least the factions of the Shiites, the Mahdi has to be a blood descendant of Muhammad.
Yes, so that's why many times in secret I heard that Fethullah Gulen was calling himself the Mahdi. So he is actually the one who has more chances in the bloodline. That's why he's protected in the U.S. by the elite.
Oh, really? Interesting. Fascinating. Wow. Another piece of the puzzle, Leo. Back in just a moment.
Robertson Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Robertson Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Robertson Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Welcome back. And Leo, you mentioned some interesting things just before we went to break and then on the break.
Yes.
About the about Gulen, who actually is within Sunni
Fethullah
Islam.
Fethullah Gulen, yes, yes. Yeah. The creator, as I just want to remind the listeners of this large, one of the largest movements of Sunni Islamic that basically is connected to what they know they call the Nur movement, which is, in the eyes of some in the West, a more moderate approach of Islam. But in reality, is not really, it's just the way they present themselves. Said Nursi was the guy who preceded Gulen in heading this Nur movement, also for a reason. He was a descendant of Prophet Muhammad, as well as Fethullah Gulen. You have to be a descendant of Prophet Muhammad, and you have to have specific characteristics. The characteristics of Fethullah Gulen came into being at the beginning of his life. By the time he was 7, he has already spoke in Aramaic and several other languages, just without even having studied them. By the time he was 20, he had already read 500 books, and then once he also black magic and all that, but then the thing is to read and burn them. This is what they
read them and burn the books.
Yes, because of course it doesn't leave trace then of what he has read. He and also because of the fact that, as I said, they include also books on black magic, which you will not expect, you know, like an imam or somebody who is looking to become a spiritual leader. So he has a large knowledge of the occult, of the esoteric. He's really embedded in that knowledge, and for that reason at time he was derided by the Turkish media, especially the ones more down to earth, more atheist, because they claim that his view of this resurgence of the caliphate and also of his Islamic science, as Gulen calls it, is a bit of a mix of the esoteric and the modern science. Though in the outside world, with the Gulen schools, he has learned the Jesuit trick to present everything as very proper and very academic. So you don't really get to teach certain things if you are not really inside his lodges, which are called the lighthouses. He actually picks up also this concept of lodges, but he expands on them by calling them lighthouses. And he then has these groups that basically recite certain words from specific books, so, and especially certain surahs from the Quran at specific times. They have, of course, their own Sufis that recite these prayers and empower him. But as I said, the main thing is that he is looked by this growing section of Islam as the Mahdi.
Okay, so in other words, he's the emerging Mahdi, and this is probably why Erdogan, number one, trying to maintain his position in power, is making alliances with Russia.
This is the reason why they want him out of the picture.
Wow.
And at least Erdogan wants him out of the picture because he knows he's a threat. And the West instead wants to preserve him because of the bloodline he represents.
So, wow.
A big war going on, and I'm glad that today we...
Leo, do you want to stay over for the next segment?
Sure.
Okay, well, let's stay over the next segment. We have an open time slot. So we'll keep, Leo, if you have questions, 800-313-9443. This is a very important issue. If the Mahdi is emerging, the peace treaty is not far behind, and Armageddon follows, the only day it can be sanctified in the Temple Mount at the Springs of Gihon below the Eastern Gate is on a Sukkot, so it's coming. Months, maybe a couple years away, but not far.
Thank you. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.